Good morning, uncles and aunties. It is my joy once again to bring the bilingual worship service message to you. Of course, this is a challenging time for all of us. We will not be able to meet for the next 3 weeks. And yet, we must continue to have faith in the Lord and not be upset or down because of this. Our faith in the Lord must continue to give us that strength to carry on. And it is my joy today to bring a word to you that I hope will be able to encourage your heart. Before we do that, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray and thank you that you are a great God whom we can pray to. Even in challenging times like this, even as we face this new strain of COVID-19, we pray, dear Father, that you will help us to find that hope and that strength to carry on. And even as we think about your love for us, this morning, we pray that you will bless us and help us to understand your word in a deeper way. We ask for your blessing and be with all our bilingual brethren, that Lord, you will specially watch over each one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To learn about the love of God is a wonderful thing. There is nothing more pleasant than to discover how God loves us in a very special way. We can understand human love. We can understand how a parent can love a child. We can understand siblings loving each other. During the week, my mother was in hospital. She had high fever and she had to stay in the hospital for a few days. And when she was in the ward, when I visited her, I saw two sisters, where one was very sick and the other was there caring for her. And the one who was sick was about 60 years old, and she was the older sister. And here was the younger sister buying food for her and caring for the older sister. And that was a very nice scene to see, where we can see a sibling caring for her sibling, her sister. Now we can understand human love. We can also understand and appreciate the love of God. The love of God is something truly wonderful. God has been loving us. He has continued to show his love to us. And this is something that we want to appreciate this morning. It is important that we understand and appreciate the love of God. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jew. He was a teacher of the Jew. And he was a much older man. And he had some knowledge of God. Yet he found it hard to understand the love of God. Nicodemus had a formal faith in God. He did not have a personal faith at this point of time. It is like a relationship that we have in a traditional family. Everything is prim and proper. There is not much expression of love shown. For the older generation, it is important for the younger one to show them respect. We should honor them. But that is all. I remember my grandfather, who was someone who would give us some money from time to time when he came to visit us. Pastor Mark and I, we would, during that time, I would receive 50 cents and Pastor Mark would receive 50 cents. But my elder brother will receive $1. So life can be a bit unfair, but you know, nevertheless, I still appreciate, you know, at least my grandfather showing a bit of care. But that is all. He does not speak to us. He does not relate to us. And that is how the older generation show concern. It is a very formal way of doing so. And that was how Nicodemus related to God. It was a very formal way of relating to God. God was not very personal to him. What was lacking was a personal faith in the Lord. And this was something that the Lord Jesus was trying to teach Nicodemus in John chapter 3. The Lord Jesus sought to teach him the love of God. In John 3 verse 16, it states, "For God so loved the world." He was teaching him the immense love of God. God personally extends his love to us. And he was teaching about the nature of his love. It is a love that is strong, it is steadfast, it is sacrificial, it stands forever, no matter what. And it is unconditional. Very often, the love of parents, even grandparents, no matter how wonderful it is, it tends to be conditional. No matter how sacrificial a parent's love is, they are still sinful human beings who still expect something in return. However, God's love is unconditional. He does not need anything from us. His love for the world is unconditional. Whether the love would be reciprocated is not an issue here. It is His love being extended to us, to the world, in a very wonderful way. Even though the world is full of sin, hate, and wickedness, the Lord would still love the world. For God so loved the world. The world hates God. The world goes against God. And when the Lord Jesus came to this world, they hated him. They rejected him. Even so, the Lord God would still love the world. And the love of God is so rich, it is so deep, that it goes beyond human love. Parents can love their children. But here is God loving the world. It is going beyond just one's own family. It is loving others to such an extent that it is being willing to give that which is most precious to others. And this is something that goes beyond the limits of human understanding. How would a father give his son because he loved others? You know, no human father would sacrifice his own son for others. That is why the love of God is something that goes beyond human understanding. It is a divine kind of love. It is agape love. It is a sacrificial kind of love. It is a love that goes beyond human understanding. And even when we do not understand it, the reality of it is still there. There is the fact that God loves the world. And He loves us with an immense love. And this love should be personal and real to us. It should draw us to the Lord. Our faith should go beyond just a formal faith to a personal kind of faith where we can appreciate the love of God. And even though we may not fully understand the love of God, it is still there. When my grandma was alive, I knew that my grandma loved us very much. But this understanding came much later. When I was younger, my grandma would cook for us. She would bring us to the kindergarten, to school. She did this out of love for us. But during that time, I did not understand it. I took it for granted. It was something that I only understood years later. And the love of God is something that is real and it's there, but we may not fully understand it. And yet, it is still there. That love has been shown to us and is for us to bit by bit be able to understand it and to appreciate. We may not be able to fully understand the love of God now, but it's still there. It is real. And it's for us, bit by bit, to understand it. You know, there is the evidence of this immense love of God. John 3:16 again states that He gave His only begotten Son. You know, God is willing to give that which is most precious to Him, His only Son that He loves very much. In John 1 verse 18, it states that the Lord Jesus is the only begotten Son who is at the bosom of the Father. You know, for a son to be able to lie at the bosom of the Father tells us of a very deep and close relationship. And God loves the Son the most. God's Son, the Lord Jesus, was most precious to Him. He was the one that was closest to Him. And yet, out of love for the world, He's willing to give the world. He loves the world so much that He gave His only Son. What kind of love is that? That is a kind of love that goes beyond our understanding. You know, we can see the love of God when God is willing to give that which is most precious to Him. He gave His Son to reach the world. He gave His Son to die for the world. That is the ultimate expression of His sacrificial love. You know, seeing God's amazing love is truly wonderful. It brings great wonder to the heart of how great God's love is. And His love is expressed in Jesus coming to the world, not to condemn the world, but to save us. You know, when we believe, it says in John 3, that when we believe in the Lord Jesus, there is no more condemnation. There is no condemnation for those who believe in Him. This is what it means to have faith. What is our appropriate response to God? It is to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 3 verse 16, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, the love of God can reach into our hearts and touch us and move us and cause us to respond with love for Him, with faith in the Lord Jesus. You know, I read a story of how there was once this serial killer who has killed many people, more than 20 people, and they caught him and he was on death row and they were going to execute him. But during that time, a pastor reached out to him in prison. And the pastor spoke of how God can still love him. And his response was, how can God love a sinner like me, a murderer who has murdered so many people? And the pastor shared with him of another murderer by the name of Paul, and how God reached out to him with His grace and with His love, and how Paul wrote of how he was the chief of all sinners, and yet God loved him. And this serial killer, this murderer, was so moved by the love of God that he believed, and his life changed. Even though in the end he was executed, but all the people, the policemen who worked in the jail spoke of how his life was changed. He was a different person. He had a faith in the Lord, and he continued to have faith in the Lord. And that is what whoever believes in Him means. It is believing and to continue to believe. It is believing with all our heart, not just with our mind. And we are meant to grow in this faith. You know, we can be touched by this great love of God, and we can respond in faith and to grow in faith. And we can remember how there is no more condemnation when we believe in Him. The Lord does not judge us for our sins anymore, and we will not perish. And faith is something that can become real and special. We can appreciate the richness of the love of God. We can appreciate the richness of life because of faith and understanding of God's love. We can appreciate deeply the love of God through Christ. We can find a tremendous sense of hope and joy, and we can experience this abundant life. You know, all of us are concerned about this new wave of COVID-19 situation. And even though we may not be able to see each other for a while, we want to continue to have hope in the Lord. We don't want to feel down or upset or disappointed or even depressed because of this present situation. You know, our hearts can be filled with the love of God. We can be enriched by the thought and this wonderful truth that God still loves us. There can be this richness of life in our faith and in all that we do. You know, our challenge is to grow in our faith. We can lead a life of faith that comes from abundance of hope and joy. When we grow in our faith, we can experience life abundantly, feeling loved by the Lord, to continue to be loved by God. And no matter what we go through in life, we know that God still loves us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And we can go through life and we can overcome all the challenges of life knowing that God still loves us. He has loved us and He continues to love us. There is no more condemnation. the Lord is there with us in a very special way. And there is this abundance of life as we grow in faith that we can experience great hope in the Lord, great joy in the Lord, great peace in the Lord. We can live a life of faith and love for the Lord. You know, this past week, my mother was in hospital. And last weekend was Mother's Day. And she was in isolation because she had a temperature and she wasn't well. And when I went to visit her during lunchtime, I couldn't even go in. And yet, you know, I could still find that faith and hope in the Lord. I've asked the lady at the counter whether I could send flowers and a card to my mother. And that's what we did. We sent a card and some flowers to my mother on Mother's Day. And at the end of it, she called me up and she said how happy she was to be able to receive that. And, you know, we were thankful for that. You know, life sometimes do not go the way we want it. But can we still have faith? Can we still continue to have joy in the Lord? And the answer is yes, we can. We can have great hope in the Lord. We can have great joy in the Lord. Even in old age, our life can still be enriched by the great love of God. And may we be able to experience what it means to have great hope, great joy in the Lord. May we be able to have peace in the Lord, even as we seek to believe in Him and to grow in our faith. And this is something that I wish for all of us, that we may be able to have faith in the Lord, and as we grow in faith, we may be able to experience life more abundantly. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to pray and thank You that we can experience how deep, how rich, how wonderful the love of God is. And this morning, we want to pray that You will help us to be able to appreciate this, to understand the love of God, and to be able to respond with faith. We ask, dear Lord, that You will especially be with us during this time where we have stricter COVID-19 measures, safety measures. And we want to pray, dear Father, that You will help us to not lose heart, not to be upset, but to be able to continue to have hope in the Lord and in His Word. And we pray that there will come great peace to all of us, especially the bilingual brethren. And we ask for Your grace and blessing in our life this coming week. We ask for Your love to be deeply appreciated in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.